finding a podcast. I don't think we do one. But there's a very interesting decision in the business of cricket has happened in Moonee Valley. Michael Osborne is the captain of the Moonee Valley Cricket Club. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell me what happened in this scenario.
It was the most bizarre thing. I saw the batsman stump go flying back to the wicketkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
He's out. Bummer. Let's carry on. And then everybody started gathering around the wicket, not knowing what was going on from the boundary. I walked out, and I saw that leg and off stump were still sitting there,
yes,
and both bails were up still.
Okay, improbably they were lodged in such a way as the bails were still there, even though there was no middle wicket, yes?
Correct, yes.
I'm prepared to give a ruling on that.
What is your ruling?
Oh, I reckon he's out.
I would definitely agree with you, and that's what I said when I got out there, but we decided to stand around and laugh at the stumps and try to figure out the physics behind how that could possibly happen.
Did you figure out the physics behind it?
We have no idea. I do know that the bails were sitting in the grooves prior to him getting bowled. So for them to pop up like that and still stay there, everything just had to be perfectly in line, mm-hmm, and the ball had to hit the middle stump at exactly the right height. And it's very strange, and I'm sure that sports science would love to try to figure out exactly how that could happen, and physicists and mathematicians can have a crack at it, but I think they'd struggle to replicate it.
The essential proposition is that when the bails fall down, then the batsman is out. But if they fail to fall down, notwithstanding the fact that you've lost the middle stump, it's not out. What did the umpire decide on the day?
In the end, he decided he was out.
Good.
And yes, yeah, and we all agreed that, you know, generally the bails need to fall off, and so the wicket is broken. But we also said, you know, a stump can be removed, and that's another way that the wicket is broken. And we all agreed that he's out anyway.
Yep.
But we weren't exactly sure on the official cricket ruling of the whole situation.
Of course. You piqued my interest. In Australian football, there's a Canadian who used to play rugby who was imported here in order to play Australian football.
Yes.
Has the Moonee Valley Cricket Club imported you from North America to...
They like to say that they imported me.
It's most unusual for somebody from North America, to, even the Canadians, they play cricket, do they?
No, I'd heard of cricket, but I'd never seen cricket before, and I didn't really understand the rules when I moved over here 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And but I decided I wanted to do things Australian. I grew up playing baseball,
okay,
so there were a lot of similarities, but many, many differences as well. And
are you any good?
I've gotten better over the years and good enough to be captain of this winter side as well as our seconds in the summer. So,
well, you must be all right because you're the captain of the Moonee Valley Cricket Club.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Better.
Thank you for your time. Michael Osborne, captain of the Moonee Valley Cricket Club.